I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode is
Wardships.
Wardships are fascinating to me. Today, we assume that the custody of a child belongs to either or both parents unless a court has decided otherwise. The property of that child is also looked after by their parents. It hasn't always been that way, though. While women have historically been the only parent whose biological relationship to their children can be proved, it's fathers who held custody. Husbands were historically assumed to be the father of a child. The idea that the person who gave birth to a child wouldn't hold custody automatically is something we're not used to thinking about. But that was the case in Anglo-Norman England. When a father died, leaving behind an underage child, someone had to have custody of the child, especially if that child were the heir of an estate. A woman couldn't be expected to watch out for a child and govern the land. She's a woman after all, right? Often, mothers would be allowed to continue looking after their children, but the land the child owned was a different story. In the post-1066 period of English history, the crown looked into ways of making money. England was, after all, William the Bastard's piggy bank, while Normandy was his home. William divided up England between his followers. He kept plenty of good parts for himself. These lands weren't given away just for helping win England. They were given to continue supporting William's family and their ongoing claims in England. Holders would be expected to keep order in their lands, to raise men for armies when the king called on them, and to make sure taxes could be collected. But what happens when the holder, usually an earl or baron, dies and leaves a minor child as his successor? This is where wardships come in. The king, as the actual holder of the land, can control how the land is cared for. And it's not just the land, which could be divided, at least temporarily. The actual person of the heir needed to be looked after. Plus, if the heir were still unmarried, there's one more thing that can be sold off: their marriage rights. Yes, the king could and did sell the rights to marry an underage heir to the highest bidder. Richard, Duke of York, was one of these wards. His mother had died following his birth. Such is childbirth in the 15th century and most of history. And his father was executed in 1415, when Richard was 4. Someone had to take care of him. He was a high-ranking boy and heir to a vast fortune. Since I'll be covering him soon, I won't tell the whole story here. But his property was managed by agents of the king, who was Henry V at this point. He was raised by Ralph Neville, the Earl of Westmoreland, who also purchased Richard's marriage rights. Richard would eventually marry Neville's daughter, Cecily. And, well, you know the whole Wars of the Roses. Fun story, Neville's second wife and the mother of Cecily was Joan Beaufort, John of Gaunt's youngest and only daughter with Catherine Swynford. Now, why weren't mothers allowed to have control of their children? Well, sometimes they were, but at the end of the day, the law ignored claims that weren't based on land. So, those without land wouldn't have a problem. Peasant mothers would likely keep their own children unless an uncle needed an extra child to help out on his farm. But the women of the aristocracy would only have control of their children when it helped the king. Someone like, say, Joan of Kent, the Black Prince's wife, kept control of her three children from her first-ish, second-ish marriage because most of the wealth, land, and power they had a claim to came from her, not their father. Joan herself, though, had been under the control of the crown after the execution of her father. Initially, it was Isabella and Roger Mortimer controlling her and her siblings. But once Edward III overthrew his regents, he looked after his cousins. Women could actually have their children taken from them by the local sheriff if they wouldn't hand them over voluntarily. I know this sounds horrible, and it is, but in feudal society, this makes a lot of sense. The minor heir cannot provide the most important thing expected of him: military service. Feudal lords were the leading men, not just in politics, but the military as well. The king wasn't receiving his expected return on investment of this family. By selling off the wardship, the king could afford to pay for soldiers, mercenaries, to take the place of his missing officer. There's another reason to keep the ward from their own family: the risk that their family would kill them. Not their mother, in most cases at least, but a paternal uncle or paternal cousin could want the ward's inheritance. Protecting them from their own family isn't the worst idea, as we'll see throughout the Wars of the Roses. Family was not protection when primogeniture was the rule of the day. In case you're wondering why some of this sounds familiar, I did use the information I gathered for this episode in the Mortimer episode. I thought you all deserved a more detailed explanation, though.